Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
At the hour on the DJV program, I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here, happily. Jay Kirshner is here, happily. Doug Steffen is happy to be here. You're happy to be here. Hope that's the case. I don't know how happy Andrew Cuomo is these days. What's the latest with that, Jennifer? I noticed that the vaccine czar in New York calling county officials over the past couple of weeks to gauge their loyalty to Governor Cuomo. That seems like
this is a bad look when you've got people who are trying to get vaccines and you've got a person in charge of it, and that person, instead of focusing on their job distributing vaccines, is
talking about inappropriate
loyalty tests for Andrew Cuomo. I mean, it really is not good for the governor. Yeah. And so everybody in the state's calling on his resignation. There are seven women who have come out against him. The nursing home scandal is fueling up. And by the way, expanding out of New York now, the governor of New Jersey is getting a lot of heat. He really skated during the COVID crisis. No one really talked about him, but now it's been proved that he used the same policy that Cuomo did with the nursing homes and put COVID-19 patients into nursing homes without telling anybody, and then gave immunity to the nursing homes so that they could put them there. Another governor, Whitmer in Michigan, didn't force those patients like New Jersey and New York did, but gave them money, incentivized it, that if they would take nursing home, or if the nursing homes would take the patients, they'd get extra cash. And so they're...
How do they do this quietly, though, Jennifer? That's the
thing. Well, this is the thing. They did it quietly. Then people started finding out about it in July or August. And when people started dying in nursing homes in July and August, people were like, well, wait, what is going on here? They found out about this policy, and that's when Cuomo started handing over numbers that were wrong, saying, well, only this many people died in nursing homes. Well, he undercounted it by a lot, and thousands of people died in nursing homes because of this policy. At least 15,000 were not counted as part of the totals because he was trying to hide it, because he didn't want to get he didn't want to have to tell the DOJ, number one, at the federal level, because he was, you know, the big counter to Trump. And then the other thing is that he had a book out about leadership, and so some people are saying, well, maybe he was worried about the profits of his book. So he wanted to undercount these nursing home deaths so that he wouldn't have this scandal. The thing that concerns me is that everybody is focused on the sex scandals when the nursing home scandal kind of goes under the rug. And I think the reason for that is that the media is favorable to the Democrats, and Democrats would like to remove him for a sex scandal rather than a scandal based on policy, because that policy extends to multiple blue states.
You mean they think it through? That much, that well?
Oh,
really?
100%. You think anybody does anything by mistake in Washington, D.C.?
Yes,
I think
there are
when they get caught.
A lot of mistakes. There are some new virus cases in Europe. The numbers are going down rapidly in our country. But in Europe, there is another story and a half to what's going on over there. It's really kind of a mess when you get right down to it. The number of new cases, the number of people who have been vaccinated, the situation with the AstraZeneca vaccine, the situation in Israel, Middle East, cases. Well, everybody's been vaccinated in Israel, and most of the upscale countries like the UAE and Saudi Arabia, places like that, there have been two approaches to the vaccine. One based on practicality and medicine, the other based on religion. Apparently, a lot of Muslims don't believe. I didn't know this. Did you know this, ladies, that the Muslims don't want to get shots? I don't know why that is. What is their...
A lot of people... I mean, this is what we talked about a little bit on the last program, on yesterday's program, is that a lot of people who have very strong belief in religion are not into the vaccines at all, because...
Yeah. Right.
They always have been. It's not even just this vaccine. It's all vaccines.
Yeah. I'm just looking at the numbers going down. The numbers in Israel way down because everybody's had shots. Numbers in the UAE way down because everybody's had shots. In Britain, the numbers actually are going down. South America, the numbers are going wildly up. Let's see here. Turkey up. Poland. My God, look at this chart. Woo! The number of people getting COVID in Poland. Italy's numbers are up. France's numbers are up. Sweden's numbers are up. Germany's numbers are up. Brazil's numbers are up. And it's the combination of two things. One, no vaccine. Two, new strain. So a lot of these countries, there's so much bureaucracy involved. You know, we think we have a lot of bureaucracy here. You haven't been to Europe. When you look, and even more so in the Middle East and some of the slower countries where everything comes down from the top. Everything, all over. If you've ever been to Africa and understand how all of this stuff works, in Africa, everything is done by the government. Everything is controlled by the government, and the governments are controlled by a few people. They don't have democracies, really, in most of these countries. So anyway, and now there are some of these places that they're asking people to pay $25 a dose for in some of these countries. And these countries are poor. They don't have any. So the people who have money are getting the shot. Yeah, that's what determines whether you get a shot or not, whether you got any money. Got no money? You don't get a shot. And that's, by the way, what's happening on the border. Here's another one. They talk about skepticism and what's happening, who's coming across the border. Apparently, the people in the border states are really concerned, and there's pushback to what the Democrats want to do. And this is not, on my part anyway, a political statement. It just is common sense. You're going to let all these people into the country, and we don't know whether they've got it or not, whether they've had. They certainly, you sure as hell can bet they haven't had any shots. There isn't anybody going up and down the border with the vaccine. And if they were, can you imagine the outrage of putting these people first? And I think you were talking about this the other day, Jennifer. There is a move to at least vaccinate the younger people. Is that true? What is really going on on the border with the vaccines?
There, with the vaccines on the border, first of all, there aren't a lot because our vaccines are supposed to go to American citizens first. And some governments, local governments, are making changes with that. The problem, so there's some outrage about that. The rub is that you have people who are coming in without even getting COVID tested. Or if they are getting COVID tested and they're positive, they're just being let out into the population. Greyhound got totally ticked at the Biden administration because the administration would test them, know they were COVID positive, and put them on Greyhound bus and spread them around. Now, it's hypocritical and it's outrageous that things are open at the border, yet a lot of kids still can't go back to school. A lot of people can't move around freely, citizens who are here legally, and yet people who are coming in are just being given the free pass to go walking around infecting people.
Crazy.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. So I was looking at the numbers game here. This is a survey of 19 different countries. People were asked whether they would take or have taken a COVID vaccine. And China is on the top of the list. Duh. 89% of the people in China have had or are supposed to have a shot. They're not giving you a choice. They're telling you to take, but it's their vaccine. I don't know where their vaccine came from. The Russians and the Chinese, didn't they do their own vaccine? The Russians certainly have. But the Chinese are not using the same vaccines that we are, for whatever the reason. I'm not sure whether even some of this stuff's being manufactured. You know, a lot of our pharmaceuticals are manufactured in China. Another issue. Anyway, 75% in America say that they are going to have a shot. That's an interesting number. It's up higher than it was. 68% in Germany, 65% in Sweden, 59% in France, and 56% in Poland. And that explains what I just said. The numbers in Poland going through the roof. But, you know, Europe, in a manner of speaking, if you've ever been there, you know that there is a lot of skepticism of government, of religion, you know, of all kinds of stuff that's different from what they grew up around. And they're not used to this sort of thing. Especially, people don't want to be told because there are still enough people around that lived through World War II, or the stories abound of what happened during World War II when the Germans inoculated a lot of kids for scientific experiments. And the number one company, you know, this is why our educational system sucks. You know, who's teaching youngsters about the history of World War II and the history prior to World War II of how it all came to be? What Hitler did to get into power and what happened when he did. He took care of his friends. And as it happened, one of the main supporters of the Hitler regime coming into power was the fellow who started the precursor to Bayer. The Bayer company, you know, we have Bayer Aspirin, Bayer owns Monsanto. Well, the guy who was a pal of Hitler's, that was the scientist that created this company, was the one who developed the gas for the gas chambers. So, but who knows that? Were you taught that in school, Jay?
No. I don't recall
that at all.
Were you taught that in school, Jennifer?
No.
Where the gas came from, the gas chambers?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's why people don't pay any attention. Okay, Bayer Aspirin. I'm going to go get some Bayer Aspirin because it's good for my back. Well, that's the company. And I'm not suggesting that it doesn't work. I take Bayer back and body because I have a bad back and it's the only thing that gives my muscles significant relief. Do I like taking it? No. I'm not afraid to tell the story on the air, however, of what Bayer really was all about and where they came from and what their origins are. So this is and Bayer, or the precursor to Bayer, were the ones that were experimenting on all of the Jews, you know, with shots and or whatever else they could do.
I had also heard the six-foot rule was a German rule. Did you know that? Did you hear about that?
6 feet apart?
Yeah.
No, I didn't hear that.
And I don't know. I just heard that for the first time yesterday, and I don't know exactly. Yeah. I didn't have a chance to go into it, but, yeah, I thought that was a little weird.
Well, but, I'm a skeptic, and I am sort of a conspiratorialist myself. And so you can say, well, why are you getting the shots? Because I told you 100 times I'm doing it because I want to be able to travel, and I can't fight that much convention. So, but I understand people who don't want to take the vaccine. I respect the fact that you don't want to. Unfortunately, it's going to affect, however, the way things shake out here in terms of having our country get back on its feet. 18 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all 6-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV for buy one, get one free on all 6-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream sheets.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now, you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Have
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now 23 after the hour on today's DJV program. Time for us to get into some of the trending items here that are of interest and import, courtesy of the work done by Jay to cull all of these things. Jay Kirshner, Jennifer Horn, and Doug Steffen. So the Vatican
somebody
says the Catholic...
Doug.
Who's your what?
We have to reboot you.
That's right. Okay, I'm fine now.
Good.
The Vatican says that the Catholic Church cannot bless same-sex unions, and this seems to be attracting a lot of attention in the trending department, social media comments. So how do you ladies read this? And let's get the full story. Cannot bless. That doesn't mean, well, what does it mean? I'm not going to throw...
Well, this is nothing new. I mean, the gay marriage has not been allowed in the Catholic Church forever. And so I think somebody was just checking in going, hey, can we allow people to get married in the Catholic Church that are same-sex? And I'm like, no, we can't bless that. Sorry, we still think that's a sin. Yeah. This is what Catholics know. This is what Catholics have said for a long time.
So it's why surprising. Now? Then why is this surfacing now?
I don't know why it came up now,
but... Yeah, it's a formal response to a question about whether Catholic clergy can bless gay unions. And so that's why they
addressed
it.
From where? From whom? Where did it come from, the question?
I have to look. I don't know where the formal question came from.
This is somebody stirring a pot just to stir a pot. And so, okay, let's keep moving. A-Rod.
I thought it was interesting. Did you guys see Don Lemon's response?
Don
Lemon was like, I think that, well, that's the thing. Like, Don Lemon comes out and thinks, they need to revisit that. Well, it's like, dude, the Bible is the Bible. If you don't believe it, you know.
And that's something that they say Catholic teaching holds, that marriage between a man and a woman is part of God's plan and it's intended for the sake of creating new life. However, Pope Francis has said that members of the LGBT community need to be treated with dignity and respect.
Of course.
Okay, good. So who gives a good GD damn what Don Lemon thinks? What an egotistical ass. Where do these people come from, and what gives them a measure of a modicum of credibility when, after the Catholic Church should revisit this? Go take a long walk, pal, on a short pier. Okay, next.
Well, A-Rod and J-Lo are technically still together, and actually together. A-Rod flew to the Dominican Republic where J-Lo is. He posted to social media saying they're all good, onward and upward.
All good. What is that?
So it sounds like somebody had a big fight, broke up for a hot minute, and now they're trying to work through things.
Right.
Broke and up. Whoever their inside source is like letting the cat out of the bag.
Well, but isn't there, how do I delicately put this, makeup sex? Is that sometimes...
How do
I yeah, it wasn't so delicate. Anyway.
Super delicate.
Well, I mean, she's in the Dominican Republic. He flies there to patch things up. How do we know what he was doing? And why is it any of our business, and why do we care? That's maybe the bottom line question here, right?
Accurate.
It's just good gossip, and why do we care?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's J-Lo and A-Rod, so we care.
So their children, they say this is their reason for staying together is to keep the children happy. Huh? Why would you want to stay together? They're not even married.
Yeah, I don't
How many
know
children?
That. They don't even
they don't have children together. Yeah, they don't have children together. They've only been together for what, 4 years? They've been engaged for two?
So J-Lo has two children, and A-Rod has two children, right? Is that right? How do they get along? Now that we're in the gossip mode, might as well go all the way with this. What do they get along, the children?
Oh, yeah, they sing songs together. They're like a modern-day Brady Bunch.
Really?
No, I'm not sure we would know if they absolutely hated each other or not.
The J-Lo has 13-year-old twins, and A-Rod has teenage daughters who are 16 and 12. Anyway, they say they were devastated by... the discussions about this. There were lots of tears. Oh, well. Okay.
Gosh.
So if I said a sympathetic, here I am, Mr. Sympathy. 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, people can really learn to understand what type of mood their dog is simply by the way their dog is barking. Scientists have claimed that humans can understand dogs by simply listening to their barks. They said that humans can read a dog's mood according to whether his barks are prolonged or short or a low or high pitched. They found that the most important feature of both dog and human sounds were the length of the sound and its pitch. Dog calls that were long and high pitch was seen by humans to reveal fear, while long, low-pitch calls were viewed as aggression. In contrast, short pulsing sounds, whether high or low-pitched, were seen to be friendly. You know, having been working with dogs for well over 30 years, listening to their barks and understanding them is pretty much what my life is all about. And when a dog, for example, is growling, growling is not always aggressive. The deeper the growl, the more aggressive. So watch your dog all the time. Watch their barks. You really can't communicate if you take the time to understand what they're saying. I'm Warren Eckstein.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this, what can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com or call 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information appraisal and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A suspect was arrested Tuesday evening for the slayings of eight people and shootings at three massage parlors in both Atlanta and a suburb. The suspected gunman, Robert Aaron Long, 21, of Woodstock, Georgia, was captured about 150 miles south of Atlanta, Georgia. Authorities believe Long opened fire on five people shortly before 5 p.m. in Cherokee County, Georgia. Less than an hour later, four people were killed in two separate shootings in Atlanta. A judge in Georgia, Henry County Superior Judge Brian Amaro, is indicating that he may unseal Fulton County absentee ballots so a government watchdog investigation into claims of voter fraud in the November election can proceed. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reported the case stems from a lawsuit by Garland Favorito, but the judge cautioned, "I can't sign the order until such a time as I'm satisfied that the manner and method of review is reasonable." The judge is prohibiting Favorito's experts from revealing their work without permission from the court first. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
NASCAR invades the Peach State this weekend. The Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500 will be raced in the famed Atlanta Motor Speedway in Hampton, Georgia. Last week, second place finisher Joey Logano describes to Motor Racing Network what it's like racing at the track.
Driving down a gravel road. That's kind of what it feels like, yeah. Not that you should be trying to go fast on a gravel road, but it feels a lot like that. That you're sliding around. There's no grip at all. And there's more now than there used to be because we have a bunch of downforce and we don't have as much horsepower. But it used to be, when we had all the big power and the small spoiler, it'd be hard to get wide open down that front straightaway. You're going 170 miles an hour or so on old tires and lighting them up all the way down the straightaway if you choose to. Awesome. just cool, And so, now the race has changed some. There's still a ton of tire wear. But the way you run the racetrack has changed a lot. To be successful there, you have to look for different things. Just a fun racetrack, out of control.
NASCAR officials handed down penalties to 5 Cup Series teams Tuesday for lug nut infractions, including 1 race suspensions for 2 crew chiefs after last weekend's events at Phoenix Raceway. The number 2 Team Penske Ford's Jeremy Bullins and the number 99 Trackhouse Racing Team Chevrolet Travis Mack was fined $20,000 each and cut from the Atlanta race. Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern on Fox. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Before after the hour, he said confidently on the DJV program, Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. Victoria out for the rest of the week as we focus now on the Oscar nominations. What a complete cluster blank. Who has seen any of these movies? So the Best Picture nominees are The Father, Judas and the Black Messiah. That's gotten a lot of buzz. Anybody see this? Let me know if you've seen any of these, the two of you. Have you seen these? Mm-hmm. You have?
No, I haven't. I think the only movie I've seen that has anything to do with the Oscar nods is One Night in Miami.
Uh-huh.
But I want to see all of them.
Yeah. Mank looks like it has a lot of support. Gary Oldman stars as Mankiewicz, Herman Mankiewicz, he was involved in producing Citizen Kane. So this is a story about Hollywood in the 1930s. I'd like to see this movie, but I don't want to watch it on Netflix. I want to see it in the movies. However, how do you nominate these movies when nobody has actually seen them, and most people don't even know what we're talking about when we mention them. Nomadland, that's the one that has Frances McDormand in it, right? Mm-hmm. That's her movie. Promising Young Women, Sound of Metal.
I've heard that's really good.
What, Promising Young Women? Really? What do you hear about The Sound of Metal?
Nothing.
No, I've never heard of it before yesterday.
No.
Trial of the Chicago 7, I want to see. I have not seen that. But can you see it in the theater? See, I've been going over to look at the whatever is in. And maybe I sound like some old crusty whatever. But
no,
I think
people miss going to the movies. I really do. And, you know, I think there's, as much as people have built up their homes, like stereo systems and stuff like that, and their home surround sound and movie theaters and all that, that they do at home. That's great. But there's still something about seeing something on a big movie screen that
I think exactly.
Yeah, but when it comes to Netflix, I mean, even before the pandemic, they've had slew of movies and TV series just only for them, specifically for the streaming service. I mean, Adam Sandler had a how many movie deal, and he was just busting a whole bunch of them out at a time. And, I mean, again, it had nothing to do with keeping films away from theaters or the pandemic. It's just I don't know what it is that Netflix gets so many deals. Is it that they have less rules? Like, it's easier to
have more money
pump
to
work
spend.
Out?
Yeah.
Well, Apple, my son's television show is being touted. You know, Amazon is throwing tons of money into development of new movies and TV shows.
I think the thing that's different is that, yes, Netflix had a robust lineup even before the pandemic, and now people probably rely on it more so after. But as far as the movies go, this is really the first time that the Oscars have gotten into movies that were produced. I mean, unless I'm wrong, I might be missing something. But in my mind, typically the movies that the Oscars honor are the ones that have made it into theater for release and are not necessarily those that are. So it's a
only
for the Golden
theaters.
Globes. The Golden Globes might have kind of dipped a toe into honoring some of those Netflix movies and stuff, but not usually the Oscars. So I think that's what's a little different this time around.
All right, so here's what's playing at my theater in my town, Boogie. Mm-hmm. Who knows? Does anybody know what that's about?
Never heard
Guys
of it.
Guys holding
nope.
a basketball. Tom and Jerry.
Yeah, cartoon.
Raya and the Last Dragon.
Yep, Disney Plus movie.
Chaos Walking. Who's in that?
No clue.
Oh, I know. That's the one. Daisy Ridley. Is it? That's supposed to be spooky as hell and not worth much time.
I think you're going to see the film companies start to kick up, though, because movie theaters just opened in L.A. on Monday. They opened in New York last week. And not that the rest of the country doesn't matter, but certainly for Hollywood,
the big theater,
L.A. and New York theaters open is probably a sign that they can get back into business again.
Here's a movie called Long Weekend. This is the first one I've seen in a while, only in theaters. March 12th. So that's there. The Father is the movie. I would like to see this. That's playing at the theater because I like Anthony Hopkins, although this looks kind of sad to me from, you know, putting the pieces together. The Little Things is the Denzel Washington movie, which I think should have been nominated. It was a very good movie with Rami Malek as the cop. I thought they were, they're both cops. Judas and the Black Messiah. So is that just another angry movie about blacks, or I mean, it's gotten some very. I was interested in seeing it, but I don't know. You know, it's kind of looks like just another angry movie about blacks to me.
It's a Black Panther. It's about somebody infiltrating the Black Panther Party, and
really?
The FBI's involvement.
Yeah. Okay. So it might be worth a watch. Here's Nomadland. I'm just going through what's playing here. Wonder Woman. There's a movie with Robin Wright called Land that looks actually fairly interesting. The Croods is playing. The Mauritanian. If you haven't seen it and you like to go to the movies, I would thoroughly, highly recommend going to see The Mauritanian. It is a very good flick. The World to Come, I don't know what that's about. So those are the movies that are playing around here. And how many of them, I think The World to Come is about a couple of women that fall in love with each other out in the Old West. So what happened, you know, nobody ever looks at that sort of thing or talks about it. There have to have been gay guys and gay women, right, in the Old West. What are they, you know, the gays... It's not like
but I would
just
think it was so socially unaccepted that people had to hide it more.
Yeah. I guess probably that's right. And that's what they did. And that's what that movie is about. So anyway, but I think our question here has to do with what's acceptable or what isn't or what your interest quotient is. I see that Glenn Close has scored her 8th Oscar nomination for her role in Hillbilly Elegy. Anybody know anything about that movie?
No, but I've heard it's fantastic. That's definitely on my to-watch list.
The Razzies named it the same. The Razzies said it was one of the worst performances of the year, and yet the Oscars say it's one of the best ones. This is the third time Glenn Close has been nominated for both an Oscar and a Razzie in the same role. The first was James Coco in 1981's Only When I Laugh, and the second was Amy Irving for 1983's Yentl. Both of them had good and bad. Remember James Coco and Amy Irving, actually? She was married to Steven Spielberg, wasn't she? She was his first wife? I'm pretty sure that that's the case. Anyway.
I don't know.
Yeah. Let's see here. Glenn Close stars as an Appalachian grandmother named Bonnie Mama Vance opposite Amy Adams. Oh, okay. I've seen the trailer for this. I always like Amy Adams. I think she's just fabulous. She looks good. She comes across well. I like her. She can play all kinds of different roles. Anyway, so both of them were panned when this thing was released, and now they're both up for an Oscar. Very interesting. And that damn Borat movie what do people see in this guy? Seriously. He's not funny. What is there about this?
I don't know. Victoria said she liked the second Borat. I did not see it, so I don't know. The first one, it's one of those movies that makes me uncomfortable because
that's a great way of putting it, Jennifer. He makes me very uncomfortable. Maybe that's what, okay, is that what you're supposed to feel? I noticed Amanda Seyfried is nominated for her role in Mank. So anyway, I don't see Olivia Colman in The Father. That looks like that does probably a pretty compelling movie. I just want to go to the movies to be honest. I want to get my mind off of what else is going. I don't want to necessarily get involved in all kinds of social commentary and movies that make you think. I want to just veg out when I go to the movies.
I think there are those movies right now. It seems there's not a lot of veg out.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Movies you can have on in the background while you do something else, but still follow along. It's like you have to pay attention to things.
All right, well, speaking of what you do in the background, Paramount and MTV Entertainment have released a first look of the behind the scenes, behind the music series. And J-Lo is in this, Ricky Martin, Huey Lewis, LL Cool J are going to be first in the series, which will stream exclusively on Paramount Plus. Let's see, so if we have Paramount, we got to sign up for Paramount Plus? Is that like the Peacock Plus, you have to pay for it?
Yeah.
So there's like Paramount. Everything. Yeah.
Well, Peacock,
you get a month free. But
yeah,
that's
Peacock
it.
Is free, but Paramount Plus is offering a free 30 days right now.
Really? So these are you interested in watching any of these things? I'd be interested. I have a lot. I like Jennifer Lopez. I like Ricky Martin, Huey Lewis, all of them. LL Cool J.
All that's fun. But if I got Paramount Plus, it would be for The Real World because they took the original season of The Real World and put them all back together again, and I would watch that.
Did you watch, have you watched the latest episode of Debris?
Mondays, no.
I actually was scared when I watched it.
Why?
we'll have Tucker on with us. I don't usually watch shows like that. It's a little like The X-Files, I'm told. I don't like creepy crawlies. And the thing about Debris is there's not really creepy crawlies in it. It's just spooky what's happening. It's apparently the biggest, the most successful new entry into the NBC lineup for years. People are just trying to figure out what's going on. and Tucker has such a great deadpan look. And I find his co-star, the lady from England, to be very appealing, the way she's, but there's so many different stories going on. If you don't watch it, it's not like something you just come in and, oh, yeah, that's what's going on. You got to be on it because there's a dozen different stories going on at the same time. It really is very well crafted, and I can see why Tucker liked it, because he likes that kind of stuff. He's in that MMA movie that's on Netflix now, too, that a lot of people are talking about. I forget what the name of it is, but he's all over the place. Anyway, that's a little bit of entertainment conversation here on the DJV program, 45 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Hi, I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. If you're looking for a cutting-edge Windows 10 laptop, the ZenBook Duo 14 from ASUS lets you get things done in style, calmly, efficiently, and with zero fuss. It's your powerful and elegant next-level companion for on-the-go productivity and creativity. Featuring the ScreenPad Plus secondary display with a brand-new tilting design that offers effortless ergonomics and seamless workflows. And not all ideas come in words. Capture inspiration as it comes with the sketch or scribble of a digital pen. Powered by the latest 11th gen Intel Core processors, ZenBook Duo 14 brings you all the benefits of tomorrow's technology today. Head over to asus.com to learn more about the ZenBook Duo 14. Again, that's asus.com for the ZenBook Duo 14.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Rocket technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers greater confidence in you. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions, equal housing lender license in all 50 states, and MLSConsumerAssets.org, number 3030.
The DJV download at the moment is a focus on me talking about the Ides of March, my usual annual explanation of what the Ides of March are all about. And then Jennifer talks about March Madness in the DJV download that's out there right now. We talk about Dew Breeze, Doug. That's good. Dew Breeze.
That's a beautiful name, though. Dew Breeze.
It is a good name, yeah. He just changed his name. He's going to work for NBC, by the way. Did you know that? That's what he's doing. So you also talk about the talk being on hiatus and how ridiculous that whole situation is with Osborne and Underwood. Let's see, what other stuff is? Well, there's a conversation, actually, that needs to be heard, I think, about Breonna Taylor's death and the first anniversary of all of that, and how some of those demonstrations became violent. The Tom Kreitler visit to the DJV program, listening and hearing and thinking about, for example, more storage space in your attic. Find out how you can do that. Lots of tips. We're all about helping people. You get them all in the daily download. Find it at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I noticed that the Small Business Administration, ladies, has announced that those who receive disaster loans will not have to start making payments until next year. I have one of them, and it shows that I'm supposed to be starting payments this year, but you can wait until next year. They've extended it out to 24 months instead of 12, which is, I think it's helpful. They call them EIDL. Most people who are in business like me, small business, have taken advantage. You and your father apply for one of these, Jennifer?
We didn't do the EIDL loan. No, we just did the PPP. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you do another one? Is that second round?
No. Mm-mm.
Oh, you should do a second round.
Yeah,
most of them have all been forgiven. Yeah. All right, so that's the story from the SBA for people who are in business. We got a lot of them listening to this program. 10 before the hour.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
At the ready, on the ready, Uri Geller joins me again this week with his predictions, with his paranormal fixation on reality. You know, I got more last week when you were here. We were talking about that glass wall that you put in the museum. So I posted the picture that you sent me of it, and it's amazing the reaction that people got from me. One of my friends, the actor Jonathan Tucker, who's in this new NBC show, Debris, saw that. And other people, too, looking at it, there was an assimilation with it, thinking that this, that people would look at that and think it was like something out of this world. You know, you could, when you look at those designs and look at the way they're put together and you think about what inspires you, Uri, to do these things, you believe, as do a lot of us, that you have a lot, most of, if not all of your inspiration comes from places that we do not really understand.
I think that painters must have a very vivid and sharp imagination in order for them to come up with amazing paintings. Now, don't forget, I worked with Salvador Dali for 2 years, and he totally changed my concept of painting. And I started painting and drawing when I was 5 or 6. I remember my school reports are all like arithmetic 62, drawing 100. Algebra 71, drawing 100.
Mm-hmm.
So I was really bad in all lessons except drawing. And I drew throughout my life. I had many galleries and exhibitions worldwide, including in the prestigious one of the prestigious galleries in Washington and so on. But this is an interesting piece of work, The Doors, because it's a new method that was invented in Israel's Technion. It's a think tank, how to inject drawings into glass. And I came up with the idea because our door, the museum door, is facing south, which means that throughout the day it's there is sunlight. And I deliberately drew the palms of my hands as pure, clear glass because I knew that the sun rays will run through them, penetrate them, and every day for about 3 or 4 hours, you can see my handprints reflected in the tile on the floor. It's really fascinating. And if you look at that drawing, you will find a UFO. You will find a pyramid that says positive thinking, inspiration, motivation. There are lots of little secret signs in there. I remember when Michael Jackson asked me to draw a drawing for him into his, sadly, it was his last album called Invincible. And so if you have Invincible at home and you'll open the CD and the booklet, you will find my drawing. I think inspiration and vivid imagination and the urge to paint, the passion to paint, that's what I think creates a master painter.
I know because I've seen some of these things that you've done in your homes that I've been in, the plates, the glassware, things that have the design on it that you've sold in major department stores around the world. I think, didn't they first become popular in Japan? Because everybody in Japan seems to love you.
Yeah, I have a line of jewelry in Japan that is running now 35 years. I think I began really taking this seriously when Mohammed Al-Fayed, who owned Harrods, he asked me to design ceramic plates for Harrods. One of the most well-known ceramic factories in England is called Poole Pottery. The Queen has lots of Poole Pottery plates in Buckingham Palace and Windsor. So I started creating plates, and they kind of flew off the shelf in Harrods. So that's when I started taking this work seriously. But I love it. I love drawing it. I love painting. I try to design it into my everyday, you know, existence. Doug, I will create a special plate for you. It's called Living Glaze. You will come alive with colors. And when you come here for my birthday in December, I will give you that as a gift.
I'll bring you a gift and you will give me a gift. I like that. That's a great way to share birthdays. Uri Geller, U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R. Go to urigeller.com. Among the many other things that you'll get out of going to the website is you'll get the clue of Uri's teaching people how to douse. It's something everybody ought to learn how to do because it's very intuitive. You can learn how to douse. Check the book out at urigeller.com. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.